It's the 112th American International Toy Fair. I'm thinking, what was the first toy fair like? Look, it winds up. It winds up. Did you hear that? Stop the presses. It winds up. That's the news out of the toy fair when it first came out. Well, Chris Byrne is the toy guy. He's the content director as well for Time to Play Mag. TTPM.com joins us. I guess those toys have changed quite a bit in 100 and some years. What'd you say, Chris?
You know, they have a little bit, but we're at the Alex Brands booth, and one toy that's been around for 70 years and is unchanged is the Slinky. They're celebrating its 70th anniversary this year, so that hasn't changed. This is going to be a big year for one of my favorite character lines, the Minions. The Minions movie comes July 10th. Thinkway Toys has introduced Tumbling Stewart. So if you know the Minion characters, you know how silly they are and how crazy they are, and you can hear him making noise. Now, this is a guy, he will fall over, he'll stand up, he'll fall over forward and backward, about $54.99 coming later this year. Now, really going high-tech, but taking crayons, which are actually colored crayons came from 1903, but now there's a great new way to color in a book, scan your coloring with an iPad or a smart device, and then interact with your drawing, and that's called Color Alive. It's from Crayola. It's for four and up, about $5.99, and that's actually going to be available now. So some things are actually coming out now. Brand new show on the Disney Junior Channel, Miles from Tomorrowland. Here we've got Miles and his friends, his family, as they go through all kinds of space adventures. But there's a whole new line of toys, of course, from Tomy. We've got the Stellosphere, which is actually a three-in-one toy that actually kids can bring all the stories to life. Now, if you think back to 2009, the hottest toy of the year was the Zuzu Pets from Sepia. Caused a sensation. Well, guess what? They're back this year. They're all they've been top secret, finally released. They've got a brand new look, all kinds of great stuff, really great play. These are going to be $9.99 to $19.99, and they're going to be coming out in the fall. Another high-tech toy meets construction or meets collectible. They're called Stick Bricks. They're from Spin Master. These are little bricks. They're probably about a half-inch square, and then you stack them up and build different characters with them, which you then photograph with your smart device and transport them into the game where you can interact with them with all kinds of different fun. It's a really neat way of taking this sort of classic digital play and turning it into something really cool.
Hey, Chris, you know, you're a guy who's the toy guy. So what does it take to impress you when you go out to a toy fair like this?
You know, it has to be really good, classic fun, a combination of humor, fun, something kids are going to want to come back to again and again that they're going to want to interact with. I mean, you think of somebody like Spin Master. They've built the interaction into it, so it's not just building, it's playing as well. Also, new takes on classics like Nerf. They've got the Mega Cyclone Shock, which is a really great blaster. It's about $19.99, and it shoots the new Nerf Mega Darts, which are actually larger, so they shoot about 90 feet. And then things that, you know, we're seeing a lot of creativity. There's a thing called from the Maya Group called Make Your Case, which actually allows you to make a case for your smartphone. So it's really very sort of reflecting of today's kids, but also classic play, which is about creativity and imagination.
Chris, I'm very concerned with the Crayola crayons. One of the best things for me is the aroma of a fresh box. We're not going to get that with the scan, are we?
Well, no, because the book comes with the crayons. Comes with five crayons. So once you open it up, you get that fragrance, and then you can play with it. It won't come through the iPad, I hate to tell you.
You know, the toy, it's a business. I mean, as much as it's fun, there's a lot of money at stake here. How did last year's sales of toys and the climate, how does that affect what happens here for 2015?
Well, last year, you know, the toy industry in the U.S. is about $22 billion at wholesale each year. And what happens every year is it stays pretty constant. Who's getting a bigger piece of the pie or a smaller piece of the pie? So it's going to be an interesting year to see. You know, it's very product-driven. So some of these products I've got here today I think are going to take decent chunks of that pie. And so somebody is going to lose a little bit of business, but it always seems to go back and forth. It's a very cyclical business.
Many times for the toy, as a parent or somebody, I'll look, and sometimes there's a brand connection. You feel comfortable with the toy maker because there's toys that you're giving to your child that have to be safe. How do we make sure we're making the right decisions when that's concerned?
Well, certainly any toy sold in the U.S. meets the highest safety standards in the world. Pay really good attention to age gradings for 4 and up, 3 and under. But then there's great brands like Alex here, where I'm standing today, is reintroducing the classic games from Ideal. These are things that a lot of baby boomers grew up with, love playing with. You've got Nerf. You've got all of the Crayola, all of these brand names that you really know. Tomy is known for their toys. And, of course, when you know Zuzu Pets, everybody knew that these were really fun. And so people are really excited to see them coming back.
Chris, do we see prototypes here, or is everything ready for market?
You know, mostly we're seeing prototypes. There's a handful of things that are production that come out early on in the year, but mostly we're seeing models. And based on what feedback people get from the retailers, they may change those models a little bit and redesign them and add a little bit more to them as the year goes on.
We are talking today with Chris Byrne, who is the toy guy and also content director for Time to Play Mag. He's at the American International Toy Fair. Are robots still to be seen in the toy world? I'm a fan of robots, and I just wanted to know what you might have seen related to that.
You're going to see a lot of robotics. Wowie has their MIP, which won Innovative Toy of the Year last year, has done really well. They've got a dinosaur that's coming out. Spin Master has taken their Zoomer line, which was robotic pets, and taken that to the next level. There's a Zoomer cat that we're pretty excited about. So it really is. But what has to happen, though, even if it's robotic, is for a kid, they have to be able to relate on an emotional level to the character or the robot. That's what brings it to life over and above the electronics.
Have we got a battery that'll last long enough to enjoy the toy? Are they ever working in that area?
You know, there's a lot of good batteries, and a lot of things are rechargeable now. So you plug it in, and you get a little bit more life out of it. But the battery companies have to stay in business, too.
Right. If we want to find out more about toys that may be coming out for 2015 or things that you do with the Time to Play Mag, what's a good place to check that out, Chris?
Come visit us at ttpm.com. We've got a whole bunch, like 11 videos. It'll take you backstage at the Toy Fair, give you exclusive looks at what's going on here.
Chris, you've got one of the greatest jobs in the world. Thanks for sharing the time with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's Chris Byrne, Toy Guy, joining us this morning. He is live at the American International Toy Fair in New York City.